Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined now by one of the residents affected, Lexi Hawk. Lexi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Lexi, first let me ask you, before you give the updates you want to give, Tim Kennedy yesterday asked by our Brayton Wilson about this, and he said that he's been in contact with the families. Have you talked to Congressman Tim Kennedy? And if so, what has he said?
I haven't talked to him directly. I've only heard from his representatives.
All right, that's what I figured. Lexi, let's start on Monday at the Save Our Backyards meeting. And how did that go? What did we learn? And where do you go from here?
It was so amazing. We had over 200 people crowded in that small little Starbucks cafe. Everybody got to say what they wanted to say. Everybody listened to each other. It's exactly how a community meeting should go, and the EPA should take note from that.
What are some of the things you heard at that meeting when it comes to, what you are currently living on top of?
I heard more about people concerned for their workers, like the union and the workers digging in the ground and the factory workers and the cancer rates. I also heard from Diane DiRiggio that unfortunately little girls are the most susceptible group to radiation, and my daughter's 3 years old.
You know, Lexi, I remember, I think it was you first talked to, I want to say Channel 2, if that's wrong, I apologize, but I remember early on in this, you were talking about how initially they were talking about hot spots throughout your yard and, to avoid certain spots. And then as we learn more, unfortunately, it seems like it's not just these spots, that it's pretty much the entire property, correct?
Correct.
Now, since the meeting on Monday, what have you learned? Who have you talked to? And are we anywhere closer to getting you guys into a home off of this property?
So the original scan I had was June 29th. 17 days later, I finally heard the first number was over 900,000 counts per second. I was on the phone with the environmental attorney, Kristen Civiletto, who made the EPA agent repeat himself 4 times. And when I talked to him yesterday, he said he misspoke on that number. So I asked him if he had the real number. He said he didn't have it in front of him right now. So I guess I'm back to square one of not knowing any real number.
Wow. When it comes to more soil samples, we've heard this from the state and from the EPA. Have they started tearing your yard apart? I mean, where are we on that to know exactly what's there, where it is, and how long a possible cleanup would take?
Yes, I was the first yard that they tore up. It started, I think it was last week on Wednesday that they did it. And they said in about 21 days, I'll start to get like the full chemical footprint. I guess they're testing for more than just radiation, because they're assuming if waste was dumped here, there's probably other things that are in the ground too, which is really scary. But I'd rather them tell me everything than nothing.
And when it comes to getting out of the house, what have they told you? What's the next step? And do you have like a timeline for when you might be somewhere that's not, radioactive land?
The Army Corps of Engineers met with me last week on Thursday, and he said he was hopeful within the week. But I mean, we're at Wednesday now, so it's been 6 days. He sent over some options to everybody, and that was about it. they're having a hard time finding places that allow pets. And houses right now are taken up from tourists. Airbnbs are just taken up by tourists. But they did say they would rent us furniture and everything, so we wouldn't have to worry about bringing everything that we need.
Do you, I've asked everyone this so far, do you feel like once you leave that house, you're going to actually return to it? Or do you have feelings that you may never go back to that property?
I do have some feelings that I'll never go back, which I don't want to have because I love my home. I love my yard. I have almost an acre. You don't find houses like that anymore. I'm on the dead end. The woods are here. I feel like if I had a private engineer who doesn't work for the government walk through my yard with me with his Geiger counter and it seems safe to them, I would probably consider coming back.
Yeah, that would have to, I agree with it. Have to be someone not connected to the state. I saw you commented on Kathy Hochul's post. She was at a training camp. She's been all over Western New York, but hasn't been able to make time for you guys.
No, and she had her office release a statement saying that it would be illegal for her to label us as a state Superfund site because I guess radionuclides are not hazardous waste in their law.
Yeah, that's right. She's pushing this off onto the federal government, which, you know, begs the question, why hasn't Tim Kennedy been more involved with you guys? So, Lexi, what this has been going on for a few months now since the initial notice. What kind of, you know, what feelings are you going through? What kind of emotions have you gone through as you learn more about this house you love and the house your family's living on in?
I mean, it's been a roller coaster. It feels like living a nightmare, but at the same time, it's like I'm appreciative that I have more information now than I did before. And regarding Tim Kennedy, not to bash him, because I think that he's been in contact with like people that have been helping us, but not us directly. But it's actually his opponent, Dennis Hannon, that I have talked to every single day that calls in and checks on me every day.
Yeah, we had Dennis on Hardline over the weekend. He was promoting the meeting on Monday. When it comes to a community meeting like that, are you guys going to have another one? And when will that be? And what will we expect to hear then?
We are having another one in 2 weeks. We want it to be similar to the one that we just had. We hope that we can fit more people in because, unfortunately, a lot of people said they weren't able to find parking. And some people had to pay $30 to park. So I wonder how many people just drove off. So we're looking for a bigger venue and hopefully one that we can stand in front of everybody because we had some people that were behind us and couldn't see us. We're hoping for the same outcome. We'll talk about similar stuff, but we want to hear more stories. Hopefully we have some updates to share.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you as amazed as me? You know, Love Canal happened before my time, but I grew up hearing about Love Canal. Are you surprised now looking back that they didn't do a more wide test of the land throughout Niagara County back 30 years ago?
My fiance actually grew up in the neighborhood right next to Love Canal. We're only in our 20s, so he wasn't in there, but he was right next to it. So he was part of a big lawsuit from when the stuff was going under the ground for 14 years of his life. So when we bought a house, we tried to get as far away from there as we could, and look where we landed.
Yeah, that's you know, the one thing, and obviously, you know, my first thought when thinking about this is getting you guys to safe ground, getting you guys off of the radioactive land. But my other thought is, you know, why does this happen every 10 years? Let's make this the last time we're surprised by toxic land, and let's have this state test from Hamburg to Lewiston, all the possible spots that, you know, the many people that could be living in the exact same situation you're going through right now.
I agree. And actually, Luella Kenny, who was a Love Canal survivor, she was right beside Lois Gibbs the whole time. We've been talking to her, and she actually said today on Facebook that the DEC and EPA are currently demonstrating that they did not learn from history, and she sees the same indifferences to human life, and that she sees families being considered the problem instead of the victims, and that we have every right to be frightened and demand action and the truth.
Well, that's the problem with governments. They don't learn. They just keep on doing the same old. You know, Lexi, let's go back to that first meeting. The first meeting where you guys really got the media's attention, where they advertised it as one thing, and then you got there, and it wasn't the conversation that the DEC and EPA were originally leading you to believe. Do you believe they wanted to have that meeting and kind of have this go away from the headlines?
I think so. I think they thought they were going to reduce the panic. And as much as I hate to see people panic, situations like this are scary, and they need to understand that. We have the WebEx. We had them record it when we talked about this. And now we have asked 3 times for the copy of that recording, and they still have not sent it to us. So now we're calling on Amanda Lefton, who is a facilitator from that meeting, to send us that WebEx recording.
Wow. Do you feel like since that was called out, there has been more transparency, or do you feel like you're still, you know, as you said, you were told in the next week for a timeline on housing, it's almost a week and nothing. Do you feel there's more transparency than at the beginning of this, or do you still feel in the dark about a lot of it?
I still feel like I'm in the dark. We all received these paper copies of a map of our house with these little dots everywhere. And these numbers, like, I can interpret the key code, but I don't know what these numbers mean. We were handed them at our community meeting. The EPA showed up. They handed us them. We got no explanation, but Mike Martucci, the EPA director for this area, said at a press conference yesterday that in no cases are we handing out maps with no explanations. But that's in the case for all 4 of the homeowners who are being relocated. So I've been trying to get a hold of, like, the EPA all day to see if someone will come sit down and explain my map to me and bring me a paper copy of just data reports, numbers, something I can read, not a map.
You know, you talk about your 3-year-old daughter, and I just can't imagine as a parent, you know, thinking about what, you know, what they're playing on, what they're living in with this. Have you gone to a doctor and asked what you should be looking for? Do you have to get more scans than the average person? What's the medical timeline? I hate to keep on using that word timeline, now knowing what you've been living on top of.
I called my daughter's pediatrician like a couple days after I heard that 900,000, which I guess is incorrect now. They said they did not know what to do. They were trying to get a hold of the Department of Health, and the Department of Health did not give them any answers either.
Unbelievable. Lexi, I can't imagine what you're going through. You know, I said when we first talked about this a few weeks ago, I would go live in my car in a Walmart parking lot until I had a house, because I can imagine there's been sleepless nights. I mean, it's there's probably not a minute it's not top of mind for you.
Every night is a sleepless night, and unfortunately, I've been sending my daughter to my dad's and my grandparents, which is breaking my heart because I only work 3 days a week. I spend every day with my daughter, and I sleep with her. She's in my bed every night since she was a baby. And not having her next to me is tearing me apart emotionally. I have mom guilt, and I know she's confused. I brought her home the other day, and she listens. She's more aware than I know. And she said, I don't want the chemicals to make me sick, Mom.
Oh, my gosh. It's heartbreaking. Yeah, I mean, you're doing what's right, right? Lessening her exposure to that. But that's, Lexi, it's heartbreaking. Anything you guys need, anything you want to get across to the listeners, please don't hesitate to be in touch. And we will get you on every day if that's what it takes, because whatever it takes to get you guys off that radioactive land and somewhere safe, we will do it.
I appreciate that. I just want to tell everybody to please go follow our group on Facebook, Save Our Backyards Niagara. Hopefully by Friday afternoon, we'll have a GoFundMe to help raise money for our community meetings, yard signs, and et cetera. It's going to be not-for-profit and tax-exempt, so we would appreciate that. All the information will be on our Facebook group on Friday.
Lexi, really appreciate your time. And like I said, anything that comes up, just let me know. We'll get you right back on.
Thank you.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.